Can you please explain the scientific logic of wearing janoi? Now, all of you present here except the Bengalis probably know what a janoi is, but for the benefit of others who might be listening, it's what in ISKCON is generally called a Brahmana thread. It's a Hindi word, is it not? Janoi. In Bengali it's called a poita. From Pavitra. So, what is the scientific logic? What makes you think there has to be some scientific logic? This is the kind of question people ask when they've been through a course of modern education, and they think that everything has to correspond to some scientific logic. And there are some people who try to explain what they call Hindu practices in terms of scientific logic, because they think that science and what they call scientific logic, what are the scientific logic? Just like, for instance, the very logical theory that there was nothing and then all of a sudden there was an explosion and then everything fell into place in just exactly the right way, and here we are wearing a Brahmin thread. So that's what they call scientific logic. Srila Prabhupada, he defined it somewhat differently, this theory. He called it nonsense. So this idea that everything has to correspond to scientific logic, and the sound Om, I don't know what they say. You see these people, they try to make some kind of explanation. The sound Om, it recharges the ions in the atmosphere or something, you know. They make up some explanation which sounds very scientific, so that it gives you some material benefit. But it has nothing to do with any such thing. It symbolizes a person who has taken been through the Upanayanam Samskar and is eligible to study, to hear the Vedas. So you might find some book in or something on the internet where it says stabilizes the liquids flowing in your body or something like this. But there might be some such thing. I mean, many of the Vedic practices, they do have material as well as spiritual benefits. For instance, systematically chanting Om definitely calms the mind. So that's beneficial materially also. But that's not the reason that transcendentalists utter Om. Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesho Brahmanas Trividam Hutam. This Om Tat Sat, they're not chanted for material benefits. There are side benefits, which may be material. So there might be some scientific logic. Maybe. I'm not aware of it, and I don't consider it to be very important. This whole idea that science is logical, again, that idea of this Big Bang theory. This term Big Bang was first of all given by Fred Hoyle, a British astronomer who's now made an easy journey to another planet. He's dead. He said it as a kind of mockery, because he thought the theory was stupid, for which he got ostracized from the orthodox scientific community. It's just like the word Hindu. The Muslims use that as a derogatory term, and then the Hindus say, Garv se kaho hum Hindu hai. Say it proudly, we're Hindus. So, Yeah, where's the where's the scientific logic? Gokul Chandra Prabhu gave me a video in which one student was, there was some TV program or something like this where there's some renowned scientist, he was taking questions. So one student asked him, "Could you tell me what happened before the Big Bang? I'd be very interested to know that." He spoke in a very humble way, he wasn't challenging, as a good disciple should. And the scientist said, "Well, I don't think we'll ever be able to answer that one." Well, folks, here's some scientific logic. There was absolute nothingness, which is unimaginable anyway, and then there was a singularity, which means, you know, it's unique, it only happened once. Everything, although there was nothing, exploded. This is science, folks. Oh, and by the way, yeah, then everything fell into place and we're all here today. Well, Fred Hoyle thought that was nonsense. He's not the only one who thinks it's nonsense, this theory. Oh, then we have more here's another piece of scientific logic, right from the pages of Encyclopedia Britannica. Many years ago, there were monkeys running around on, or creatures running around on four legs, but then some of them were a little taller, and they were able to, by standing on two legs, reach the fruits which were hanging on the lower branches of trees. This gave them an advantage over others, so they began standing on two legs, and here we are today. It's science, it's in Encyclopedia Britannica, it's scientifically logical, folks. All makes sense, right? Scientific logic. Why are you laughing? You're supposed to laugh in science classes. It's very serious stuff. Okay, enough about scientific logic. I mean, if you think about it, they say everything's supposed to be scientific. Oh, there are many things I could say about this. They could, for all their evolutionary theory, they could never explain what is it that motivates a lump of chemicals to want to survive. They talk about the struggle for survival. Well, if I was to attempt to break this pen in half, it wouldn't struggle for survival. What is the difference between a pen, for instance, and a little ant, which if you try to squidge it, tries to run away and becomes terrified? So, what is it that makes chemicals want to survive? What happened that they should want to survive? That's my question. Logical question to the scientists.